Okay, welcome back. Hour number three. Hour number three? Already. All right, it is Wednesday. Over the top and into the end. It was good to hear from Roger, a man who marches to his own drummer, will not compromise, and has obviously high integrity, and his principles are his own, and he stands firmly on them. It's nice to see people like that. How many times have we seen worms twisting and writhing to try to say the right thing to gain popularity? That's not Roger Hodgkinson.
No, he's clearly a man of principle. It's nice to see that.
All right. We have just a lot going on. And never mind your mainstream media lying to you. The lie of omission. Nothing is being talked about to speak of. They're talking about now variants again, but get this one, and I'd like Erica to explain this. They're actually with a straight face talking about sub-variants with fear. Oh my God, we might have a sub-variant of this or that strain. When are they going to quit with these games?
They're not. I mean, there's a lot of money to be made on this, and they're not going to give it up.
Oh, they've made tens of billions of dollars. You're so right. They've made tens of billions of dollars. Don't forget that the so-called mRNA vaccines are deadly. We don't know what they're putting in there. We don't know. And we do have a very strong suspicion that they are altering the ingredients, shall we say. We can also quite clearly see a future ahead, if we have a future ahead, that is utterly catastrophic. Why do I say that? Because last count, and it's probably double now, who knows, they are making and, I guess, remanufacturing proven vaccines on an mRNA platform. 27
yeah.
New mRNA vaccines. Those are new ones. And they're going to go back and, I think, redo the other ones. What is the allure to doing so? What are the allures for the manufacturers to use the mRNA platform in making vaccines?
From what I can tell, it's faster, easier, and more profitable. I think it's a efficiency factor, mm-hmm. and a financial factor.
Mm-hmm.
It certainly isn't safety.
Why, they're so immaculately clean in their manufacturing facilities. How could you say that?
Well, you can argue that because these mRNAs are not grown in a cell culture, they are cleaner. So you're not getting antigens from monkey kidneys or human embryonic cells. So they're cleaner in that regard. But they're, as we're now seeing, they're very disruptive and potentially lethal. And we don't even know the full spectrum of the consequences of these of injecting these things and overriding people's DNA, their genetic expression, all the different diseases that are going to come about just from having this continual production of foreign protein in the body. I shudder to think.
When they put their disclosures in the the batches, you open a box with a vial in it, and it's got a disclosure form that's all folded up. You've seen it. And you open it up, and they're blank.
They're blank, yeah.
What the hell is that? How can they get away with that? Whatever happened to the FDA? Whatever happened to people first, medicine second? Whatever happened to common sense? This is crazy. And how are we supposed to know, since they're not disclosing contents or anything else, how are we supposed to know what they're going to put in all these mRNA vaccine platforms, which will probably end up, unless we blow ourselves as kingdom come, being hundreds of vaccines to elect from.
They seem to want to make this
mandatory.
the standard platform for vaccine delivery. And the cells, people are not going to withstand this because of the toxicity of the lipid nanoparticles, just the brutality of introducing, foreign genetic material in this fashion. I mean, we're already seeing what happens after, well, sometimes after one dose, but certainly after three, four, five doses, people's immune systems are shot.
The booster does seem to be the last act for a lot of people.
The final insult.
Very well said. The final insult. There's something in the and we don't know what's in the boosters. We don't know.
Yeah, they could be changing. I mean, we have to remember this is still an experiment. So they're not really obligated to tell you what's in any of these things. They should tell you the risks,
an experiment under EUA, and they don't have to do anything. They can play.
Yeah, you're agreeing
any
to be
a
guinea pig.
Yes. The whole thing is so amazing because you have a legal, God-given right to informed consent. I have never talked to any one individual who has stated that he or she has been given enough information to make an informed consent decision. Not one. Never heard of one. Never.
Well, that constitutes, in the eyes of the controllers, disinformation and promoting vaccine hesitancy.
Vaccine hesitancy. Is that a laugh or what? Hesitancy.
It's absurd.
It's all semantics. It's games. It's word games. It's trickery. It's deception. It's evil. And again, I go back to what Dr. Malone said in that video. He said this has all been gamed for 20 years or more by 40 different countries. I think I got the number right. And they know exactly what they're doing. There's nothing left to chance. They know. There's not playing. No conspiracies.
Well, and that's why it keeps
anything.
Going. You know, nobody seems to be in a position to stop this. It just keeps going.
And why should they stop when they're making tens of billions of dollars?
Right.
I don't know.
And now they, as I've been saying, they're going to be ushering in the CRISPR technology, you know, for human experimentation now because they can rationalize it. There will be people that are genetically damaged from these things that could possibly be helped with CRISPR if they're willing to try it.
And who's going to say no when some doctor says or a nurse or whatever says, this is really good stuff. You're getting the front edge, cutting edge. But people are going to do what? They're going to say, great, bring it on. Let's do it. And they'll roll up their sleeves. What we're seeing here is an ELE. Is it a capital E, capital L, capital E, or is it lowercase? We don't know yet. But this is not going to just stop, heal up, and go away. It's not going to happen. They're going to continue. And with all of these new vaccines coming out under the rubric of the mRNA platform, they can do anything they want, and they will do anything they want. And we believe they're doing anything they want right now, and have been.
Yeah, there's just no way of knowing. I mean, it's one thing to look at the contents of these vials under a microscope, but maybe run it through a Raman spectroscopy or mass spec or something, but what you really want to know is what is the mRNA, or in the case of the adenovirus, the DNA coding for? That's the stuff that's messing with your DNA, your genetic expression. It's causing the production of aberrant proteins with unknown consequences. We don't know if it ever shuts off.
No, that's an important thing. There is a debate now about these gene-changing mRNAs. do they, in fact, change your genetics to the extent that as long as that cell is alive or as long as you're alive in some cases, your cells will continue to produce the most diabolical and deadly organism protein in human history, the spike protein?
You're not going to change every cell in the body, the DNA of every cell, no. The ones that got transfected, it may be existing as what they call an episome, which is a genetic change or expression that can override your DNA. And as long as it's there, it can continue to produce this foreign protein. But a lot of times with a genetic change, if it actually did go into the DNA knows it's not supposed to be there. And so you can actually lose it through dilution when a cell divides and multiplies. So that it may not be forever. I worry about things like nerve cells, though, that may be transfected. And I say that because this adenovirus vector that they're using for the J&J, AD26, is neurotropic. And if nerve cells are being transfected with this stuff, then you're going to end up with something
living in your
like
nerves for
body.
The rest of your life. Yeah,
well,
like herpes.
That protein will be in that those cells, but it's going to get stuck there, and that's, well, it leads to a prion disease. I mean, it's called inclusion body disease, and it is the cause of many different types of neurodegenerative disorders. And we are seeing that. I'm monitoring a Creutzfeldt-Jakob group right now, and there are people reporting, loved ones, who have come down in fairly short order after having, in this case it was the J&J, Johnson & Johnson vaccine, with Creutzfeldt-Jakob, and they died within a matter of weeks.
Think of CJD as mad cow, but even with a shorter fuse in some cases.
Right.
It's that quick. CJD.
Now, that's not to say that, you know, the lipid nanoparticle-based ones can't do the same thing. We know these things are going to the brain. If they happen to transfect a neuron in the brain, that doesn't bode well.
I don't honestly understand how things got so out of hand unless literally the FDA, the CDC, and any other organization with oversight had been completely bought off and corrupted. I just don't. Go ahead.
I agree. Those organizations, agencies, had to have been compromised before they lit the fuse on this thing.
Right, right. Here's another from the data dump. Pfizer offers millions in bribes to buy the silence of outspoken doctors. All right? Are we surprised? Not a chance.
Nope.
And this is just one little item that we heard about. Imagine what's going on. We don't hear about 99% of it. Think about that. That's the truth. We don't. Okay. There's the first thing we really heard about, I think, in any great quantity was women having menstrual problems. I think, as I remember back, wasn't that about the first big thing we heard about that was women were screaming about and yelling, rightly so, that they were having problems?
The first thing I remember hearing about was women reporting, one in particular said, I thought these vaccines don't shed. And she was some kind of a caregiver that was going around to patients'
yes,
houses.
I remember.
And they had
You're
had the
right.
vax. Yeah. And she really was feeling crummy for days afterwards. And then it was not long after that the women, many women, started reporting these bleeding issues, highly abnormal. And then in some cases, expelling what they called deciduous cast, you know, a cast of the uterus. I mean, not just, tissue, but the entire lining,
the whole
of
inside,
the uterus.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Gone.
And then we started to hear about miscarriages, spontaneous miscarriages after being around vax people, and then stillbirths.
Stillbirths, what a pleasant sounding name for a murdered baby. That's what they are.
Yeah, euphemism. Yep.
It's ridiculous. Here, triple vaxxed mass vaccination coordinator dies, here it is, get ready, suddenly and unexpectedly at age 36. Doctors baffled. And what did the woman do? She was responsible for coordinating the mass vaccination of Kentucky residents against that terrible COVID-19 in her role as associate medical director of the health department. She died at 36. And everyone is shocked. Triple vaxxed. Look, I don't know how much longer they can play this game without a reasonable number of people being able to see through it. But it seems like they're going to carry on and on and on. And no one's figuring it out. And if they do figure it out, where do they have to express their views? Social media. And what's going on with social media? These a lot of these groups are being run by ringers and shills or AI, and we know that the nursing mother, what is it, the nursing and what mothers group?
Oh yeah, the pregnant trying to conceive nursing mothers group.
Yeah, and you told me some time ago that you literally can barely find a negative comment.
There are none. They're all positive.
In other words,
encouraging,
give us
and
an example.
Reassuring women, go ahead and get this vaccine. It's perfectly safe. Look, here's my baby. I had
my beautiful
baby. You know, I don't know, 14 weeks and 17 weeks. Look, she's fine.
Could any of this be lies? Could any of this
well,
be
fabricated?
Well,
they hire
fabricated?
People to do this if it's not
of course
AI
they do.
Itself.
Yes. Yep. Yep. No
Which
stop.
I tell you, if criminal charges or tribunals are ever orchestrated, they, you know, these people ought to be included in as accomplices to murder.
Well, absolutely. I got to change direction just a little bit for fun. The black woman nominated for the Supreme Court, Ketanji Jackson, was asked to define what a woman is. She said, I can't. And the questioner, Senator Blackburn, said, you can't? And she said, no, I'm not a biologist.
Oh, boy.
She can't define what a woman is. So let's put her on board.
We're in such a sorry state.
There's no rehabilitation. You can't bring this back. It's too far gone. No, way too far gone. This woman is a moron. And with an obvious agenda. She can't identify what a woman is. Well, there we go. All right, well, let me get back to the topic at hand here. For those of you out there who have taken the shot, and are encouraged to take another and a booster, and you're having menstrual problems, I don't know. It's so difficult to tell people, get with it and do some research. They just don't want to. They want to be told what to do and assured that you're doing the right thing, and they do it. And never mind they're reading hundreds and thousands of stories of nightmare deaths and horrors, transfusions with blood that we know is dirty, full of probably mRNA and spike protein, and God only knows what else. The blood is not clean, and these poor women are just bleeding and bleeding, and it just doesn't stop. So who's fighting for them? Who's going to make this into a situation that has some kind of a resolution to it. It has none now. None.
No, and the intention here is to booster people to the grave. There's no protection from these shots. That's clear. From all the people that are hospitalized right now, if not dead from them.
Well,
and they're well underway of, you know, pretty much exterminating the population of Israel at this point. What are they, on their fifth booster? And
yeah.
Zelenko there, was talking about how the coroners can't keep up with the deaths.
Ten times higher death rate than just a year ago?
Yes. Yeah.
Think about it. Think carefully about it. I can't process some of this. It's so crazy. So, Ms. Khan, since you've been nominated for the Supreme Court, I want to ask you one question. Can you define what a woman is, please? This is crazy. I mean, what a question. I mean, I get the idea. They're trying to find out where this woman's head is, and it's where the sun doesn't shine. We're in trouble. And now watch carefully. Europe, Biden sends a major U.S. aircraft carrier task force into the Mediterranean today, just in case he decides to order a no-fly zone imposed upon Ukraine. Look at the news, read the headlines. Understand, things are not getting any better. All right.
Well, it's a nice distraction from the vaccine carnage.
We don't really know. Do we have a good guess as to how many Americans have died so far? Now, we know the Deagle.com projections we're almost to June. We're getting close. Let's say 2.5 years. 2025, January, are calling for about 95, 99 million Americans left. In other words, 235 million dead. Do we have any idea? Are you seeing any figures anywhere or guesstimates on the social media that would tell us how many people have died already? God only knows how many have been butchered for life.
I'm not sure what the last VAERS number I saw was,
multiply
VAERS. It by 99.
There you go. There you go. So
it's a lot. It's staggering.
It's millions.
Yeah.
They've killed millions. They've murdered millions here. And because the media isn't telling the public just doesn't want to hear it.
Yeah, hiding it. It's amazing.
Okay, where's my list here? I got this list, and unfortunately it's very, very small. You sent it over. See if I can get my magnifying glass here. We're going to shift to Novavax, and it does seem to have some popular opinion, professional opinion as well, that it is the safest option, but it is a vaccine that is full of spike proteins, which sounds ludicrous given what we know, but that's exactly what it is. All right, here's what I can read this very carefully. It's a little bit jerky here, but hello, everyone.
Are you talking about the adverse event?
Yeah.
I've got
hello.
It if you want me to read
oh,
it.
Oh, you do? Yeah, please,
yep.
Go ahead, because mine is as small as an ant's suitcase.
Okay. All right. This is from a male who describes himself as in his 30s, about 154 pounds, 5'6", 100% healthy, no underlying conditions. It's titled 2 Weeks of Hell, My Novavax Journal. His body, he describes himself as above average fitness. Diet, healthy diet with intermittent fasting and no junk food. As for COVID, he has never got it. Hello, everyone. First of all, I was very pro-Novavax, based on all the research I did. I refused to get any other vaccine and told my family, friends, this is the only jab I would get. After getting the vaccine, I totally regret it, as my life for over 2 weeks was a living hell. Thankfully, on day 17, most side effects are gone, or minor, where it doesn't have a huge impact on my daily life. Here is my journal for everyone. Day 1, first shot of Novavax. Mild soreness, lightheadedness, breathing was more of an effort for only a few minutes. It would come and go throughout the first day.
Does he describe breathing becoming an effort? Does he give any specifics about that? I'm curious about that. Is he like wheezing with asthma? Is he actually having a constricted bronchial tube?
He doesn't really go into it, but I have heard that from people. I know one person who got the Moderna that is, well, actually a few, now that I think of it, that have breathing mm-hmm. issues, and I suspect it's mm-hmm. probably tightness, maybe, in the lungs.
Constricting of the bronchial tubes, too. That could be.
It could be, but then again, this spike protein, now Novavax, remember, is just spike protein. If it's attaching to nerve tissue, which it can do, you know, some portions of the autonomic nervous system may be affected, and that would, you know, entail breathing. So we don't know. This is maybe the first month of people having had this thing, and now we're starting to see the effects.
Right.
So day 2, first night after COVID shot, couldn't sleep, would wake up every hour having trouble breathing. Arm still a little sore, went away in the afternoon, chest pains, difficulty breathing, and effort just to speak.
Remember, this is one shot of Novavax, okay?
Yeah.
One shot.
In an otherwise healthy individual, young. Mm. Okay, day 3, second night, slept fine with no breathing issues, mild headache, and the soreness came back on my arm, just light upon waking up, slept for 11 hours. While eating first meal 4 hours later, I had trouble breathing again. Trouble breathing while talking with a friend. Abdominal cramping while walking for 40 minutes. The last time I had abdominal cramps was when I was training over 20 years ago. Day 4. Third night, couldn't sleep, woke up consistently due to breathing issues, slept 4 hours. Breathing issues throughout the day. My sister and best friend are nurses and recommended I see a doctor ASAP. I had an x-ray done, nothing unusual found. Doctor had me perform some breathing tests on a machine and also found nothing wrong. Wanted to give me an asthma puffer, which I promptly refused. Also did a blood test. I will get the results tomorrow on day 5. Okay, day 5, fourth night, slept for 10 hours, but woke up. Oops, I'm stuck here. Every few hours due to breathing issues, so quality of sleep was not good. Went to the doctor and got my blood tests, and the doctor said everything is fine. The rest of the day was fine, no breathing issues while eating. This is the first time after the vaccine where I experienced no issues while eating. Trouble breathing while talking to mom before going to sleep. Day 6. Slept 4 hours due to breathing issues. Constant chest pain. All day struggling to breathe. Took a nap in the afternoon for 3 hours. Woken up again due to breathing issues. Throughout the day, I had breathing issues while eating and talking. Day 7. Slept 9.5 hours. Not good quality. Woke up a few times due to breathing issues. While eating a meal, I struggled to breathe. Evening, it was mild breathing issues and a headache. New side effect, yellow urine. Day 8.
Wait a minute. Wait. What color is urine normally? Purple?
Typically yellow. I don't know. Maybe he's used to a more dilute color. I don't know.
All right.
Whatever it was, he appeared to be alarmed by it, so mm-hmm. perhaps for him it was unusual. Okay, day 8. Slept 9 hours. Not good quality. Woke up every couple hours due to breathing issues. While talking to someone, I had to take deep breaths in between. Breathing issues while eating. Headache all day. Yellow urine.
Let me say something. Hold on. This breathing issue thing, it sounds like he's actually struggling to inhale. I just had that sense.
Well, that's why I wonder, is it neurological, maybe? Does he have to remind himself to consciously breathe?
That should be an autonomic response, correct?
Yes. So, you know, this protein, the spike protein, I mean, it's neuropathic. It is a nerve toxin. So if this thing is somehow attaching to gangliosides on neurons, and it could be impacting neurological responses in his body. I don't know. I mean, you know, if this was a legitimate experiment or trial, they would be looking at these things, but of course they're not. So we're left to guess. Day 9, slept 9 hours. Breathing issues whole day. Worse when eating or while moving. Mild headache. Stomach ache, diarrhea 2 times during the day. Urine yellow now for the past 3 days. You know, another thought, I maybe blood clots could result in trouble breathing. I don't know.
That's kind of symptomatic of spike protein bad behavior. Now, remember,
right,
he got the Novavax, which is essentially only spike protein. Let's go back and do the math with the mRNA platform. Approximately 40 trillion mRNA packets that cause your body to produce spike protein, at least 100 per packet. So do the math. 100 spike proteins produced by approximately 40 trillion mRNA packets. That's a lot of spike protein.
Yeah, that's almost spike protein poisoning. It's antigen overload. But I think the fact that he's noticing a change in his urine might indicate some kidney involvement.
Kidney, yeah.
And certainly something's going on in his head. He has headaches now. And stomach ache, diarrhea, that might be blood clots in the GI tract. Don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Day 10, slept for 8 hours. No breathing issues while eating or talking. However, pee is still yellow, and I have a mild headache. Day 11, woke up in the middle of the night due to breathing issues. Evening stomach ache and mild headache waking up. I took Tylenol, so I was okay in the afternoon. Evening headaches return. Day 12, woke up every hour due to breathing issues. Breathing issues in the morning, slight headache. Day 13, best I've felt, very mild breathing issues, no puffer. I guess he acquiesced to having the asthma puffer, and Tylenol needed. Day 14, trouble sleeping last night due to breathing issues. I woke up every hour, slept roughly 6 hours. I had a coffee, breathing problems while eating and while walking and sitting throughout the day. I checked the air quality. It was 60 to 70, yellow zone. And now I have a burning sensation in my groin, and I feel like peeing often. Day 15, slept 2 hours due to breathing issues. Groin burning sensation before and after peeing, and I'm peeing often. Puffer used, headache all day. Day 16, slept fine. Very mild headache, plus breathing symptoms, but burning groin is still persisting. Day 17, slept okay, still burning in the groin area. No headache today, and no breathing issues. Day 18, slept okay, burning groin area only, no other side effects. Day 19 and day 20, same as day 18. Day 21, poor quality of sleep, mild headache, breathing issues, 75% resolved as eating. I still have to take breaths in between. When not eating, I feel that it does take a little more effort to breathe. Burning groin area throughout the day. Day 22, slept okay, canceled my second dose of Novavax due to my lingering symptoms, decided not to get the second shot unless vaccine mandates, passports are enforced, went to hospital for a urine test, Quick results show everything normal. Full results will be available in 5 days. Breathing issues minor today, 80% resolved, a bit better versus yesterday. Day 23, slept okay. Breathing issues 85% resolved despite poor air quality. Red zone of 100 plus. Burning groin area seems more mild versus yesterday. And finally, day 24, slept okay. Burning groin area. Breathing issues really bad again, but the air quality is normal in the high 50s. Especially difficult breathing during meals. Intense headaches in the evening. I feel like puking. The last vomit. Last time I vomited was years ago.
It's pretty obvious this young guy needs to get his second Novavax shot. That's
my God.
That's his problem. He's not. He needs more Novavax. He needs more Spike. Go back to day 20 when he said something about mandate. That was very important.
Day 22, yeah. Decided not to get the second shot unless vaccine mandates / passports are enforced.
Okay. Unless vaccine mandates or passports are enforced. In other words, what he just said, he will take the second shot if the government mandates it. And we go back to that question I asked over and over again. What is your life worth? Now, this guy's life has been obviously ruined, at least to the degree he kept this diary, and he's supposed to get, I don't know what the regimen is on Novavax, how many injections, obviously at least two. We don't know if there are follow-ups.
Yes, two, I believe there's 3 weeks apart.
Is there a booster yet for a Novavax? We've got to keep that spike protein coming in.
This is crazy. I mean, this was a perfectly healthy young male before this.
It was. No more.
And now who knows what's wrong?
Now, he's in trouble. And God only knows how many. We're going to watch this for you all very carefully. In the meantime, we would urge all of you the obvious. Don't take anything through a needle. No more needles. And don't take Pfizer's pills either. Their first pill is a virtual duplicate, or very close to a duplicate of what? Ivermectin. Okay?
Yeah.
So they've stolen ivermectin and are giving it to people. These people have absolutely no scruples at all. None.
No, it's shameless.
It's all about money. Okay. We're going to move up to the HIV vaccine issue. They were trying to come up with a vaccine to prevent HIV infection, human immunodeficient virus, immunodeficiency. That's a virus. Oh, I'm sorry, Erica. I'm sorry. There's no such thing as a virus. I keep forgetting. you know, people, one person is hung up on toupees out there. I've always liked it. My hero, Jack Benny, had a toupee. How many people have toupees? Some of them look good, some of them don't. How many women wear wigs? Huh? And if you say to a woman, hey, your hair looks wonderful. Dolly Parton, your wig looks great, Dolly. You're allowed to say that, but you're not allowed to say, that's a mighty fine-looking toupee you got there, Fred. I mean, come on. This whole thing is so asinine. There are no such things as viruses. Just remember that. Joke. HIV vaccine trial survivors. They tried to come up with a vax for the human immunodeficiency virus. What happened?
I think there's been actually several over the years.
Trials.
Yeah. Very few of them made it out of phase one. But the most notorious one was this thing they called the STEP study, which I guess they began it back in December of 2004. And they took 3,000 people and divided them up, randomized the participants, double-blinded, placebo-controlled, all that, and 741 of them received an adenoviral vector vaccine against HIV. And what they figured out at the end of the study, which went to 2007, it was obvious that the vaccine was actually creating a susceptibility to becoming infected with HIV. And they had another study running, not concurrently, but subsequent to that, they had just started in South Africa, and they halted it because the results of this particular study were so bad that it wasn't worth repeating the same thing in another location. But what's interesting is I would like to know, I mean, this wasn't that long ago, 15 years ago, here we have an adenoviral vector vaccine similar to J&J or AstraZeneca that failed miserably. Where are they now? Where are those participants now? How are they doing? Are they dead or
probably,
alive?
They're pushing up daisies somewhere.
But wouldn't that be, I don't know, something to look at? How did those people fare?
Oh, if anybody knows anyone who participated in a trial, let us know.
Yeah, well,
we don't want names.
Called the STEP study.
Yeah.
It had participants in both North and South America. And I guess actually in Australia as well.
All right. AIDS. Get ready. Here comes AIDS. It's already here. People are dying from AIDS every day. AIDS means you have no immune system left, okay? You're dying. I'm sorry to be harsh. AIDS. And you're getting it from the vax. There, a lot of people call it VADES. That's fine. They're going to try to shift the blame over to HIV, the virus. They're going to say, you got AIDS from HIV. And they're going to have all these tests. Remember, home do-it-yourself tests. Doctors will have quick tests. And they're going to, for the vaxxed, come back positive. Because the spike protein has segments of HIV grafted to it. Now, who did that? That didn't just happen. They needed something in the vax that would trigger these tests to come. This is how far down the road they think about these things. They knew they were going to have an out. They couldn't have people figure out that the kill shot, the bioweapon, was causing their immune systems to disappear. Here is a story from a few days ago. While you've been distracted by Russia and Ukraine, the UK government quietly published data confirming the triple vaxxed are just weeks away from developing AIDS. AIDS. All of them. All the triple vaxxed are just weeks away. Weeks can be 3 weeks, 6 weeks, whatever. This fall, you're going to see an avalanche, a tsunami of AIDS. And they're going to try to shift the blame to alleged HIV infection. Mark my words. Mark our words. The latest official figures from the UK Health Security Agency show that triple vaccinated people aged 30 to 70 have now lost at least 70% of their immune system. Huh? Well, interesting. The Germans did a study and found out that after just two shots, people had only 12.3% of their immune functionality remaining. The immune systems in these people are deteriorating between 10 and 30% per week on average. Triple vaxxed, with the deterioration much larger and quicker among the younger age groups. If this continues at the current rate, then all triple vaxxed people, 18 to 39, will have a 100% immune system degradation. In other words, it's gone by the middle of April 2022. That's 4 weeks. with all other triple vaxxed age groups following suit not long after. You all understand this is organized, planned genocide. There is no other possible way to look at it. None.
No, not with a totalitarian.
I got it.
No, I mean, the evidence is just, you know, it's there if you want to see it. I mean, we have sequences in this virus that are actually patented. I mean, if this was just a mistake, an accident, what are we doing with
patented sequences in this thing? It's not possible. They can't do that. And they patented how many years ago? 3 years? Four years?
Oh,
Moderna?
I forget. Probably 3-5 years ago, yes.
Yeah. So
the U.S. government owns the patent, yes.
Who knew what when?
And not to mention the patent, the sequence that Moderna has a patent on in this thing. That just happens to impair your DNA damage repair pathway.
Wow. This is quite a story.
There's too many coincidences to think this is an accident.
There's absolutely nothing of coincidental nature here. Nothing. This is all planned
out. I just want to say there's people out there now promoting this idea that they've been injecting people with HIV in these shots. Maybe that's true, but you don't have to do that to achieve what they're doing. They could be doing exactly what they're telling you they're doing in putting the code for the spike protein in this thing and nothing else. And that alone is enough to dismantle your immune system.
So when they say you have HIV and your test is positive, don't believe it. Well, if it were me, I wouldn't get tested. You know, take your test and have fun. Here's a jar of
Vaseline.
Well,
we know they're abusing the whole testing thing.
It's all disgusting. All triple vaccinated adults will have lost 100% of their entire immune capability, right, for viruses and certain cancers within 5 months. But 18 to 39-year-olds will have lost it by the middle of April, 4 weeks. Followed by 40 to 49-year-olds who will have lost it by the middle of May. Do you see what's coming? When you have no immune function, the door is open. They used to call AIDS victims targets for over 30 hallmark AIDS infections. Pneumocystis carinii, pneumonia was one of the big ones that killed people. You're going to see, and we're already seeing, cancers exploding that they've never seen before. Erica, tell us a little bit more about that.
Well, yeah, these shots, whatever's in them, pretty much dismantles portions of the immune system, one of which is your DNA repair pathway, the sensors that can detect that there's damage to your DNA that needs to be repaired. Well, some of those are taken offline with these shots. So if your cell can't repair the damage and yet it starts proliferating, you can have cancer. And then there's the P53 protein that is blocked by the spike protein. So that's
P53
not working.
P53 protein is a tumor suppressor. It's a natural tumor suppressor.
And it decides whether a cell can repair itself or if it should be, die and be eliminated. That is taken offline. You've got the CD8 cells, your killer T cells that surveil for cancer, for cells that don't look right or cells that are virally infected. Those are being destroyed in the process of producing spike protein. That's sort of an autoimmune response. So you've got multiple arms of the immune system that have been dismantled or crippled by these shots.
And cancers are exploding, and they are ravaging bodies with no immune function to push back, to fight the cancers. People are literally finding out that their entire bodies are riddled with cancer in a matter of a week or two after initial diagnosis.
Yep.
Do you all understand that? I think you do. No immune system, you die. I hate saying
these
things.
And the clotting is a promoter of cancer, just that low oxygen, right. Highly inflammatory state.
Yes, indeed. All right. Well done. Well done. We learned a lot tonight, and hope you did too. Thanks, Erica. Talk to you soon.
Okay, my pleasure, Jeff.
Okay.
Good evening, everyone.
And we will be back tomorrow night, Thursday. Take good care. Think about these things and prepare. Talk tomorrow.